From KGW News, this is Straight Talk with Laurel Porter.
Hello and welcome to Straight Talk. I'm Laurel Porter. There is a new sheriff in town. Make that three sheriffs. And for the first time in history, all three sheriffs leading their departments in the Tri-County area are women. Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell, Clackamas County Sheriff Angela Brandenburg, and Washington County Sheriff Caprice Massey. In this episode of Straight Talk, we are honored to be joined by all three of these impressive women. Before we meet them, let me tell you a little bit about each one. Over 27 and a half years, Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell's determination to learn every aspect of public safety has propelled her through the ranks from deputy to lieutenant to captain, chief deputy to undersheriff. She's one of only a few sheriffs to hold dual certifications in corrections and policing. And she was the first woman to serve as second in command in 2019. Morrissey O'Donnell was sworn in as Multnomah County's 41st sheriff in January of 2023, the first woman in that position in the agency's 169-year history. Sheriff Angela Brandenburg has served Clackamas County for over 33 years. She began her law enforcement career as a volunteer reserve patrol deputy with the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office before she was hired as a full-time patrol deputy in 1992. She's also a veteran who served 9 years in the Oregon Army National Guard. Before taking over as undersheriff in 2019, she served for 5 years as the director of a Safe Place Family Justice Center and led the county's Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team. She was elected Clackamas County's 33rd sheriff in 2020, the first woman sheriff in that county's 175-year history. Washington County Sheriff Caprice Massey has served in law enforcement for 24 years. She began her career serving in the U.S. Navy. Massey served as an aviation ordnanceman, earning an aviation warfare designation and making history as the first female certified to run the brig on the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. She began her career at the sheriff's office in 2004 as a corrections deputy in the jail and rising through the ranks eventually to undersheriff. She was appointed Washington County's 33rd sheriff last fall after the retirement of Sheriff Pat Garrett. She is Washington County's first female sheriff in its 181-year history. And a fun fact here, Massey is related to Yamhill's first ever sheriff, A.J. Hembree. Welcome to my guests, Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, Sheriff Angela Brandenburg, and Sheriff Caprice Massey. Welcome to Straight Talk. It's so great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. This is fun.
How cool is this? What an impressive sight to have all three sheriff's departments in the Tri-County area led by women. Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, we'll begin with you. How significant is this to you? What do you think?
Absolutely. I think this is a very significant historical event, but I also want this to be an opportunity for us to open doors, break down barriers for people who want to lead in their organizations or for people who just want to aim for the stars and really go for their goals. And to know that community has put trust in us based on our experience, our community engagement, and throughout our careers to lead these organizations.
And Sheriff Brandenburg, what does it mean to you to be serving alongside these two women?
It's amazing. Starting this career in 1991, there was very few women in leadership in law enforcement, even in the Tri-County area. So to see this is just amazing to be part of.
Well, Sheriff Massey, I know you work together on issues affecting your counties, and we'll talk about that, but you also collaborate outside of work. What is the relationship like between the three of you?
The relationship is amazing, actually. In fact, we have just made a commitment to kind of serve as each other's informal peer support. So if one of us are having our very best days or even the really difficult days, we know we have a team of peers, coworkers, and girlfriends that we can connect with and just make sure that we're all healthy.
Sheriff Brandenburg, you're nodding your head as she says that. You want to expound on that?
Yeah, so I was the sheriff before these two came on, and it's so nice because when you're at the top, it's difficult to be able to confide in others and to experience what you're going through and to really just reach out and say, hey, I have this issue, or what do you think about this? It's wonderful to have that, these two here to be able to reach out to. We have other sheriffs throughout the state. They're very, very, very good to all of us as well, and a great resource. But, you know, we live in the Northwest area of the state. And it's different here than it is down south.
There is one other female sheriff, right?
In the state.
Yes. In Linn County.
Yes.
But their issues are different than ours.
Yeah. Sheriff Duncan. So, yes, but it's a little different. And so for us, we're so close together, and the opportunities for us to collaborate have been just fantastic.
Yeah. Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, a lot of people may not really understand the difference between the police department and the sheriff's department. Help us understand the role of sheriff.
Absolutely. So 36 sheriffs in the state of Oregon, and we're all elected by public vote. And then we carry responsibilities that are different from a local police department, such as search and rescue operations, river patrol, overseeing jail operations, as well as civil process. So ensuring that, for instance, protection orders are served to ensure the safety of victims and survivors. And so there's different roles and responsibilities, but all of our law enforcement organizations in our area, we're all working collaboratively and working together each and every day.
Well, let's explore your journeys of how you became sheriff. And Sheriff Brandenburg and Sheriff Massey, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you both have military backgrounds. Let me start with Sheriff Brandenburg. When did you know you wanted to become sheriff? What led you to become sheriff?
Well, this was not a dream. I know it was different from my other sheriffs. I grew through my career, starting in the military and then joining as a volunteer as a reserve patrol deputy, working my way through the ranks, I just always sought out new challenges and doing something different and pushing myself to be uncomfortable. And so when then Sheriff Craig Roberts reached out to me and said, I'd like you to be my undersheriff, it was a great opportunity, and I seized it. I was very nervous about it, but I did it. And I think to push ourselves to be something bigger than ourselves, and it's just been an amazing journey.
And Sheriff Massey, you started out in the Navy. As I mentioned, you ran the brig, the first woman to run a brig on a ship. What led you to become sheriff?
Well, I probably would have stayed in the Navy for 20 years, but I was a single mom. And I was deployed when my oldest daughter was 2 and then 4 years old. When she was getting ready to start elementary school, I just realized that I needed to be home. My mom and dad had been taking care of her for the time that I was out to sea while my mom was fighting breast cancer. But I knew I wanted to continue to serve. And so it was just a natural transition for me to leave the Navy to serve my community. I actually started in Norfolk, Virginia. And then after about 4 years, I decided to come back home. And that's where I found my role in the sheriff's office. But I will tell you, it wasn't until COVID and George Floyd and our community asking us to show up differently than maybe they had experienced in the past. And my family was a primary motivation behind my believing in myself to become sheriff and to sort of set a culture to make sure that we were being responsive and evolving in the way that we were being asked to.
I want to explore a little bit more about George Floyd's murder by Minneapolis police in 2020, because that did have a big impact on you and influence you to want to be sheriff. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, my husband is African American, and all three of my daughters are biracial. And I have, in all of our interactions over the time that we've known each other, we actually met in 1989 for some context. And so he experienced some law enforcement interactions that weren't positive. Not all of them, but there were some, and they were obviously motivated by race. And in our conversations and the way I changed his mind and his perspective, he just thought that I could be the one to give our daughters and everyone else in our community a different experience than he had had. And, you know, I have a series of times in my life where my mom believed in me until I believed in myself. My spouse believed in me until I believed in myself. My previous sheriff, Pat Garrett, and my undersheriff, John Cook, believed in me until I believed in myself. And that's kind of what led me to think that I could do more and have a positive impact going forward.
And Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, let's talk about your journey, because you have a corrections background, but when you were in college, you really weren't thinking about going into law enforcement, were you?
No. At University of Portland, I was a music major, and I thought that I was going to teach in the school system. And as I started to get closer to that, I thought, I'm not sure this is my calling. I attended a couple of leadership courses that were led by some of the Portland Police Bureau command at the time, and it really encouraged me to serve my community in a different way. And so I started working for Multnomah County Sheriff's Office in 1996, and I started in the Corrections Division. I knew several years ago when I was moving through the leadership ranks and leading our training unit, I had just a sticky note in my office that said sheriff someday.
Oh, wow.
And I knew that this was the opportunity that I was going to take. I was going to walk through every door, no matter what I thought the challenges or barriers would be. And I was going to take every opportunity to learn, as you stated in the beginning, as much about the organization and how to lead. And I knew that I had the connection with our community and with our organization and with our membership, that I would be best poised to lead this organization. And so I set that path forward from that day on, really.
Who was your role model?
So I feel like it took a long time for me to really identify with someone, particularly in our profession, for my professional role model.
Were there any women in top roles that you could relate to?
Not until much later in my career. But I was soul searching and figuring out who that would be and where I received some of my just internal guidance. A lot of times when I'm in collaborative meetings and we're really working toward a goal with people on complete opposite sides, I will always bring up, how do we all get to yes? And lead at every turn. Those are two pieces of advice that I've received from a mentor that was with the organization for a very short time, but he made an immense impact on the way I lead this organization today.
And who is your role model, Sheriff Brandon Byrd?
I'm gonna say my mom. So she was a very strong, independent woman. I'm the youngest of six in my family. And she worked hard to put food on the table. The family and community always had, the door was always open to our friends and family, and my brothers. So as I said, I'm the youngest of six, and they went in to serve the military, one went into the Army, one went into the Air Force, and my third brother went into law enforcement.
Let's talk about some of the ways that you all work together on issues that affect your county. Sheriff Massey, what are some of the things that you all do together as far as collaborating when it comes to work?
Oh, I really appreciate that. One of the things that's really probably one of our more difficult challenges is investigations of any sort or personnel or things that involve accountability. We are all united in our commitment to making sure that we're doing things transparently and ethically. And so if something happens, for instance, in our county that we don't want to investigate because it's potentially quite problematic, I reach out to my partners and I ask for their assistance and to bring an unbiased perspective into our agency and tell us not just personnel things, but how we're doing things well, what we could be doing differently. I think about things like medically assisted treatment, for instance, in our jails. And I happen to know that Sheriff Brandenburg is doing it incredibly well. And so I reach out to say, hey, teach me about how you have implemented this in your agency so that I can improve my agency.
And what are ways that you see working together, Sheriff Brandenburg?
So I know that our tactical teams back each other up. We have plans for that just to make sure that our communities are safe. We've done our just recently the DUI patrol with during St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And so our people work incredibly well together. And so, you know, for us as leaders to ensure that we also project that and we do work well together because it keeps our community safer.
Well, one of the issues that affects all of your counties is drug use and Measure 110, which was the measure that decriminalized possession of small amounts of hard drugs like fentanyl. The Oregon legislature recently passed a measure that recriminalizes it with the hope that people wouldn't necessarily go to jail. They would get probation, treatment, deferment. Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, how are you going to respond to that change in Measure 110? How are you preparing?
Yeah, I think, one, I want to say that House Bill 4002 is encouraging that we were working together to develop the best process moving forward to ensure people have an opportunity to engage in treatment and to end the cycle of addiction. And so I think this is really an opportunity for all of our partners, not just public safety, but all of our service providers, to rebuild those relationships, be innovative, build strong partnerships, and help determine what are the best avenues to end the addiction cycle. We're seeing it play out on our streets each and every day. But also, there's an accountability mechanism. So an opportunity for someone to have a moment of clarity, to be able to redirect if the system that's been set in place isn't working, and then look at what we have today and the strategies and how we can effectively provide treatment opportunities today, but also how do we continue to expand? And when we're able to bring in new services or a 24-hour drop-off center, how do we continue to expand those services so we're best serving our community?
And the county's working on a sobering center, right?
Yes, I've had opportunities to have discussions and bring in a law enforcement perspective on why it's critical that we're able to move in a direction for a drop-off center, and it's critical for the individuals that are impacted by addiction and mental health, and how do we be able to assess and provide the most appropriate resource and divert people out of our jail system.
And Sheriff Massey, yeah. You were mentioning to me that you have a sobering center.
Well, we are building one. It will open in 2025. It's the Center for Addiction Triage and Treatment. And we are also working to implement resources in the short term before this all becomes effective by September. But that is really going to be helpful. It's going to include sobering centers. It's going to include detox services, inpatient and outpatient treatment. So I think that's going to be really innovative, and I really think it's going to have a big impact. But Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell was right. It needs to be more expansive.
And Sheriff Brandenburg.
Yeah, and how do we tackle this before people get involved in the criminal justice system in the first place? So we know that we are woefully inadequate about resources in the community, and so really working together to get those resources out there so that we don't have folks in our jail that don't belong in our jails. We all can agree on that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We do.
Well, it's time for us to take a break, but I know one of the issues that you all have is staffing challenges, so we're going to talk about that. And also your message for women and young girls and anyone who might be curious about a career in law enforcement. We're back in 2 minutes. Stick around. Welcome back to Straight Talk. I'm Laurel Porter. We are talking with the three sheriffs from the Tri-County area. For the first time in history, all three departments are led by women. Welcome once again to my guests, Clackamas County Sheriff Angela Brandenburg, Washington County Sheriff Caprice Massey, and Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell. Once again, welcome to Straight Talk. Earlier, we were talking about role models in your journeys, and I wanted to revisit that with Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, because I know something traumatic that happened with your father really had a big impact on you. There's a newspaper article about it that hangs on your wall in your office from the Daily Astorian. Tell us about that.
So when I was very young, this is, I think, where I get some of the strength and resiliency to continue to do this work. My father was running a small business out in Westport, Oregon. And a young boy came into his store and shot him in the chest.
Oh my goodness.
And he recovered. I remember just being shuffled around to different friends' houses. And so I always wondered really about the impacts that our family faced for my older brother and sisters. But I think for him to recover and then go to continue running those two businesses and add a third, it really showed me perseverance and that you can overcome. And he really wanted to continue serving the small communities that he had his businesses in. And so I think that's what brought him back to that work. And then being able to see the strength of my mother through that time, but also her always being there for each and every one of us, to encourage us to be everything and anything that you want to be with no barriers, and just encouraging us along the way, and then centering us on what's really important when other things get in the way of really focusing on family. She's always there to bring us back together.
Well, your dad sounds amazing, and your mom as well. And that leads me into the message that you might have for women and young girls. Sheriff Brandenburg.
I would like to say that law enforcement is a fantastic profession for anyone, but particularly women. We know there are lots of studies that talk about that women in law enforcement make so much better. There's more community trust, and that we do things a little bit different, which complement the rest of the workforce. So as to encourage folks to get out of their comfort zone, if they think that maybe a career in law enforcement's for them, try it out. There's ways to do that.
Sheriff Massey, what's your message to women and young girls?
Well, I have three daughters, and so I get to do this unbelievable thing where I get to show them every single day that just because you haven't seen someone do it before does not mean it can't be you. And I love being able to show all women, but especially my daughters, that you can actually have it all. You can serve in this unbelievably noble career. I am so honored to serve the most extraordinary professional staff, and I also can show up and be a mom, and show up and be a partner and a spouse, and show up and just be me. You don't have to choose.
Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, what's your message?
That everything is possible. That if you put your mind to something, you can achieve those goals. What I've seen in my career is women in our workforce really are able to bring a different lens and potentially solve problems in a different way that really complements the traditional work of law enforcement. And I think it also helps break down barriers, be able to really foster trust of our community, and just showing that we're all every day living our lives just like everyone else in the world, yet we have decided to step into these roles to lead these large organizations for the betterment of community safety and to support everyone in our communities.
Well, I know staffing can be challenging, so as I ask you these next questions, we're going to put up some information for our viewers about some different hiring events that are going on in each of the counties in case you're interested. But talk a little bit about the staffing challenges for you, Sheriff Massey, and your department and retaining staff, and why people might want to think about a career in law enforcement.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I will tell you that the retention of our exceptional staff is my number one priority, and it's because we have to evolve. We know that the long-term impacts of this noble career causes cumulative trauma. It's very difficult. There's very long hours. It's a 24/7 endeavor, and the physical, mental, and emotional wellness of the people that do this work has to be our priority in a way that it did not used to be. It's no longer a generation of suck it up, you'll be fine. We need people not to just survive this career and retire, but thrive.
And you're working towards that in your county. Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, what do you want to say to people who might be curious about a career in law enforcement or attending one of these hiring events?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started doing hiring events where people can come in and meet several members of our workforce, from our deputies all the way up to the sheriff. And then we give people an opportunity to see what a day in the life of that profession would be. So they, in this particular event, they're able to tour part of our corrections facility and meet the staff doing the work every day. So I think it's a really great opportunity, again, to explore public safety that you may not have thought that would be something that you'd be interested in, but it is a phenomenal career. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I really hope that people will come join us in April for our hiring event.
And Sheriff Brandenburg, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I'd say that this is an absolutely fantastic career. It's like no other, and it is a noble profession. It's honorable, and it's I don't think there's any other way that you can serve your community as well as you can as a law enforcement officer.
Well, I want to thank all of you so much for being here. I can give Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell just maybe 20 seconds to wrap things up for us, tie a bow on it.
First, I'm grateful to be here. I am honored to also be here with Sheriff Brandenburg and Sheriff Massey. I think together, leading our organizations in the Tri-County area, we are going to make an impact. We are going to connect with our communities in ways that we have never done before, and we are going to continue to build community trust and listen to our community to build those solutions for our unique challenges of today.
Well, Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, Sheriff Brandenburg, Sheriff Massey, thank you so much for joining us here. It has been a real delight to have you here. Thank you for your service to our communities. And there's a lot more I want to talk to these women about. So we're going to continue our conversation on KGW Plus in a bonus episode of Straight Talk that you can find online. Until next week, I'll see you then for Straight Talk. Have a great week.